Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Next year's Cincinnati City Council race is shaping up to be a wild affair, with a long list of candidates likely to run for open seats or seats held by appointed incumbents who've not run for office before. And the arrests of three council members this year on public corruption charges will hang over the whole election. Cincinnati Council has a new member, Steve Gooden. He was appointed to fill the seat left vacant when member Jeff Pastor was suspended because he's charged with bribery. So far, P.G. Sittenfeld, who was also arrested on corruption charges, is still on council, but suspension procedures are in place. Now, one former member has decided to run again. Joining me to talk all about it, WVXU senior political analyst Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
Now, this week, well-known former council member Kevin Flynn entered the race. How does Flynn's entry change the race?
Well, there's an assumption in the political parties that Flynn, who's running as an independent this time, is pretty much a lock to win one of the open seats. He was very popular when he decided not to run for election in 2017. He had been a very high-profile council member, and I don't think he's been gone from the stage long enough for people to forget who he is and what issues he stood for.
Well, tell us what kind of council member he was.
If there was anything as such as a strict constructionist in council manager form of government, Flynn was it. He was very serious about following the process, as he called it, the rules of governing that are laid out in the charter 95 years ago and have been amended over the years somewhat. But you could see the frustration he had on city council and other members started meddling in day-to-day operations of the city, which he just thought was wrong. City manager, runs the day-to-day operations.
So how does that apply to the current situation with three council members arrested this year on federal bribery charges?
Well, Flynn said back in 2016 that when he announced he wouldn't run for re-election the next year, that he may come back to City Hall someday. And I think the cases of the council members, Denard, Pastor, Sittenfeld, all involve dealing directly with developers of potential city projects. And in the cases of Denard and Pastor taking bribes in exchange for votes. In Sittenfeld's case, soliciting donations for a super PAC. In Flynn's mind, council members have no business dealing with developers directly on specific projects, and that's part of the job of the city administration, according to him.
So you say Flynn doesn't plan to run with any party endorsement this time, but does he align himself politically with anybody on council?
Well, it's clear he has some allies. He did it at the Firefighters Union Hall, and Matt Alder, the president of Firefighters, was there and said that the union would support him. He was there also with the mayor, John Cranley, the outgoing mayor, and David Mann, the Democrat who is right now the leading candidate for mayor in 2021, and also Vice Mayor Christopher Smitherman, who is an independent council member. So, you know, he's aligned himself with that part of city council.
Do you think Flynn is a shoo-in for council next year, then? Is it automatic?
I don't think there's anything that's certain in politics. I mean, things can change very rapidly, as we've seen this year. But Flynn does have built-in advantages that even some of the appointed incumbents don't have. I really wouldn't bet against him, but the election's a long way away. Lots can happen.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns, including the one about what all the changes on council will mean for Republicans, at WVXU.org.